The coronavirus crisis has altered nearly every corner of social life, local tradition, and business norms. The next example is a New Orleans experience that intersects all three of these realms, Saints football. This Sunday's season opener will take place in a dome devoid of fans, as if we were all suddenly in Atlanta. If you're watching from home, be mindful of how many people you invite, and assess how informed you think they are about public health advisories. If you're headed out to your trusty bar or tavern, well, here's where things get really interesting. Most of those trusty corner bars remain closed, but not all of them. Many bars around the state have been able to reopen as restaurants, using special permits that allow them to operate under the current restaurant rules. Fat Harry's, Cooter Brown's, Finn McCool's, Bayou Beer Garden, Mid-City Yacht Club, The Beach Corner, those are a few well-known names in that number. Add the big patio bars like Wrong Iron, Chop Yard, and The Bulldog, and you get a sense that a lot of familiar game day spots are back at it. But business as usual is still off the table. In fact, tables are the key. The rules allowing them to reopen mean they have to behave like restaurants, and that means you need to behave like you're in a restaurant. You need to sit down at a table and eat. A Saints game can be a pretty tough time for passionate fans to mind their table manners, but the way I look at it, these are all steps to get us back to more familiar turf while still having some kind of Saints experience along the way. It's all part of game planning in this altered era, so plan ahead, enjoy that moment, the anticipation before kickoff when anything can happen, and put some burgers and wings and loaded fries on your table. After all, as past seasons have shown us, when the Saints are playing, it does help to have something around to chew on besides your fingernails. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.